Thank you.
The perfect song. That was the perfect song, yes? And it's still the shadow of Jewish New Year, Shana Tova. Lashana Tova? Now, I was told that Gentiles said Lashana Tova and a Shana Tova. What's the right way to say it?
Tomato.
Tomato. Okay. Huh? Shana Tova. That's what I thought. And that does put me in mind of the great Hillel, whose question to humanity is, if I am not from myself, who will be? And if I am only from myself, what am I? And if not now, when? If you are not about the business of creating your life as you would like it to be, what are you waiting for? Or as we would say, what are you waiting for, Shavuos? What? Right? What are you waiting for? We're waiting for permission. We're waiting to not be afraid. We're waiting for something. But it is a phantom. There's nothing to wait for. The second part of the question is, if I am only for myself, then what am I? And the answer is, you know, I'm a selfish buffalo. That's what I am. And I'm not going to direct my energy in that direction right now. But every one of us, if we have the privilege of being here, we really ought to be, and I'm very careful with my shoulds and my oughts, we ought to be about the business of healing your stuff right now. There is no advantage in not, and I'm speaking to myself, there is no advantage in not handling your business. There is no advantage in doing without, and there's no advantage in telling ourselves any stories other than that life is good and I am good in it. In Science of Mind, we talk about change your thinking, change your life. Yes, that's the basic idea of the Science of Mind, that if your thought creates your experience and your reality and you don't like what you're looking at, then change your thinking. At depth, not your random thoughts, not your random observations, but change your mind, your consciousness. How do I know what I'm thinking? By what's in front of me, by what my life is like, what I feel about life. That is the best indication that we can have about what our true, deep, and real worldview is, what our expectations are. And in order to do that, we need to slow down. We need to slow down the thinking process and the observation process. Now, how you do that is up to you. How you practice your mindfulness is up to you. There are many ways to do it. We've been talking in three simple steps. As we do every Sunday, we practice quiet time. We do that because it slows the process down. And inevitably, when we do that, what we find is that we have a mental environment that is far less critical. And a mental environment where we really don't have any disappointment. That is the gift. If you want to call it meditation, that's fine. If you want to call it quiet time, if you want to work your mental process through walking, which is an ancient goes back to Roman times. Salvator ambulato. It is saved by walking. We are redeemed through walking. Salvator ambulato. Sounds sort of like a mafia chief, I know. So. Salvator ambulato is after you, buddy. But it means it is solved by walking. Because we slow the process down and we have a better opportunity to see things as we really are. Sometimes when we slow down and we see things as we really are, we realize that we've bought into everybody else's story, which is boring and not for you. Not for you. What is for you then? Realize that we're not living the life that we wanted to live. Freebo talked about it. I mean, this guy is truly legendary. Played on every cool album that one could possibly play on. If you Google him, you will be astonished. But that he was afraid to write a song. How could that possibly be? That's the human condition. And that's what artists give us. They give us that story, that look at that human condition. And what do you have to do to get out of it? You have to make some choices, some really clear, strong, brave choices about who I'm going to be and what am I going to do. How do I stay focused on that choice? Once I get out of the quicksand of what we call in religious science race mind, or what Carl Jung called the collective unconscious, how we realize that there's this other story going on and how we get out of that, and then how we protect our mental environment by not buying into, not allowing ourselves to be overwhelmed by negativity or facts which don't advance us in our cause. We find that we must make a commitment to be determined to accept no other opportunity. I know I've been saying this a lot lately, but there's that wonderful expression that most people choose to use in their wedding vows, where they say, like, do you choose each other? Forsaking all others. Forsaking all other options. Are you going to be truly, deeply, really, forever committed to what? To yourself. To this vision of yourself being fulfilled, realized, or bearing fruit, whatever the right expression is for you. Find the idea, find the metaphor, the simile, the vocabulary that works for you. But will you choose among all others yourself? Because you know what? It's nobody else's job except yours. As much as our parents or friends or family might be on our side and really be for us, there is nothing you can do for somebody. You can continually affirm others in their wholeness and in their right and in their determination. But you can't do it for them. Sometimes in religious science we talk, you know, we call affirmative prayer treatment in our practice, which goes back to the 19th century. But I cannot treat for you. I cannot pray for you. I can no more treat for you than I can go on vacation for you. I could go on a vacation with you, but I cannot go for you. And when I treat with you, I see, because I can't do it for you. But we can share the experience and we can be uplifted together. But our own individual work is our own individual work, and it requires a demand. It requires an intention. This is the word that the author of this book that I'm enjoying uses, an intention. We've all listened to jillions of tapes, and we've all been, I mean, how many of us have actually even been in this church or the one next door on most Sundays for the last 50 years? Many of us have. And listen to the same kind of thing, and over time there's all kinds of new books, and you have to set a goal. And then we take goal-setting workshops, and then we take creating a vision, and we go through visioning processes. And then we have to have a value statement, and we have to have mission statements. And it's so darn confusing. I don't know what any of these things mean anymore. You gotta, but we do have to pick one word that has meaning for us, so that there would be something in you that knows you mean business this time. Now, the word that our author, Trevor Blake, uses is intention. And what is an intention, as opposed to a wish or a desire or a vision or your purpose? What is an intention? It means that this is something you're going to do something about. And the most, and what we talk about here, the most important thing that you need to do is the work is here. What is the intention that you are creating for yourself? What do you really intend to experience? Well, I would like to experience. You see, when we answer that way, right away we are betraying our level of consciousness. Meaning, I know that no good really is going to happen to me, but it would be nice if I had a little this, if I had a little that. Whatever the word is, I intend, because this is, I'm going to do something about this. And this is beyond issues of belief and disbelief, because, you know, frankly, the one reason I really do like the word religious science is that this world, I go through my life using the scientific method. I observe the world as cause and effect. That is how I observe the world, according to the scientific method. Knowing that we live in a world of cause and effect, and what I put out into life, I will experience back in some degree or kind. But intention, what do you intend? I was spending the entire week trying to think of a really elegant and spiritual example of how concrete the word intention is. And that it has nothing to do with belief or disbelief, but it is something that you know, that you intend to experience. And in all the elegant things I wanted to find, the only thing I could think about is sort of a little locker room, so I'll ask your forgiveness in advance. Now, women may not know this, but men, when they're like teens and 20s, let's say that, on most Saturday nights, men have an intention. Do women know about?
Oh, they know.
They've seen men do this kind of thing?
Yes.
And very often, I know, you know, for me in my late teens and 20s and maybe early 30s, I had an intention that I was willing to have satisfied at least once a week. Now, what gets in the way of that happening? Sometimes too many cocktails gets in the way of that intention being realized. But by God, there is that out there, and I'm going to place myself in the place where that's most likely to happen, which is not sitting at home alone. Because that intention can't be satisfied sitting home alone. If you're a woman, you can ask a man about this. I'm not going to make any assumptions about women's intentions. But you intend for that to happen, am I right, boys? Yes. Are you willing for it? Yes. Are you really thinking about anything else when in pursuit of that? No. I will go here, I will do this, I will handle my business. Am I really worrying about if my resume is well written at that moment? No. Am I worrying about politics? No. I have an intention, and I intend to have it satisfied. My own limiting beliefs get in the way of that as well. Of that I am not worthy of that. Or if it's a base thing that we're talking about, oh, that's, you know, they're way out of your league. That's not going to happen. That is a life experience where everything is working together, body, mind, and spirit. You know what it feels like? You know what the thought is, and you're willing to sweat for it. It's like art in many ways, too. It's like singing. You know what the words are because they're in your mind. You know what the feeling is because it's in your heart. And you're willing to sweat for it. That's how an intention gets realized. When that body, mind, spirit thing, which we talk about so blithely and meaninglessly, but when those three things are all happening at the same time, these issues of faith is meaningless. Belief and disbelief, these are meaningless things. How is something going to happen in my life? That is meaningless. I have an intention to execute this perfectly. And in the execution of my plan perfectly, I have every intention of receiving. And of course, that's where our work happens. That's where our really important work has to happen. Because even when I am skillful enough and clear enough and mature enough to set an intention, and I can say I know that life will give back to me the equivalent, there are layers of gunk in me that are always going to be there that need to be released. If we're not having the experience of life, of health, of good, it is not that you're doing anything wrong, I say to self. It is that there is something more to do in a better, more skillful, and more elegant way that only I can do. And this is the practice of a lifetime. It's the privilege of your life as well that you get to be you. And it is such a privilege. There was a quotation that came to my mind, and I could only remember a fragment of it. And thank goodness that Google is so darn smart. But this is the quotation: power concedes nothing without a demand. It never has and never will. And the great Frederick Douglass said that. So that's a long time ago. Power concedes nothing without a demand. Never has, never will. And in our work, we talk about there being a power for good in the universe, and you can use it. But you know what? It's not going to do a darn thing for you unless you make a demand on it. It is a mighty current that has no idea what your intentions or desires are, and it is available for your use, your experience. But it doesn't know to stop and give you a lift unless you make a demand on it. This is what treatment is. Make the demand. The demand takes a form of an intention, where this is what is going to happen and nothing else is acceptable. I've told the story many times, but it's scriptural to my life, about when I was in my 20s, I wanted to work at the National Endowment for the Arts. I was going to work there. I was going to have an extraordinary, amazing experience while I was there. I did what I needed to do. I had a rubber stamp, and I stamped numbers on paper for a year. I wound up having the most extraordinary experience, far beyond my imagining. I did it once, and so have you. And so what does that mean? You can do it anytime you want, as long as your intention is clear and you're focused on it and you don't quit until you have the experience that you intend to have. You can do it. We all can. It is there for us. Sometimes I like to use poetic language and I say the promise of living will be fulfilled for those who are faithful to it. To what? To that promise. What? It is done unto you as you believe. That's the promise. It's also the threat. It's the way of working life for every single one of us. And you know what? I want to close with treatment, is what I'd like to do right now. So I do invite you to take a deep breath and let the chair that you're sitting in fully support you and know that we are on task and we are in intention right now. That even if there is not something that is ultra clear in our mind, I invite everybody to be willing, no matter what is going on in your life, to know that intention is the demand that we must make on power, the power that is good in this universe. And that within this week, at some point, every one of us will state this intention clearly for whatever action it is, that there is an intention for each of us to prosper, to heal, and to bless. And this intention must be fulfilled because we are making a loving, benevolent demand on the power that is to move as us in this world as good beyond our limited thinking, but according to our ability to receive. This is the way life works. This is the way it is. So it is written, so it is said, and together the people said, and so it is. God bless you.